There are some sobering words in a conversation that Jesus had with a very important man. The man's name was Nicodemus. The Bible says he was a ruler of the Jews and that he was a Pharisee and probably quite wealthy. Have both of those distinctions. And he came to Jesus one night. Some people have said it was because he was ashamed to be seen in the presence of Jesus, or he was afraid of what people would say if he was inquiring. But he was sent as a representative of the Sanhedrin, the ruling body, and as a representative of the Pharisees to see about this man, Jesus, who was working miracles and people were following him and had such power in the things that he said and the things that he did. Here are the sobering words. They're found in John, the 3rd chapter, the 2nd verse. Nicodemus came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that you do except God be with him." Those are sobering words to me. We know. We know that you are from God, Jesus. We acknowledge in our minds, and we'll have to admit that you are the Christ, the Messiah. We know. And yet they would not receive him. In fact, they became his enemies because he was a threat to their position, their power, their wealth. You can make the list. But you know, I shouldn't be so careful to condemn the Pharisees and the rulers of that day. I don't always do what I know to be right. Please God, help me. I'm doing better than I've ever done. I don't think anyone can say they do everything they know to do good. James, in his letter to the church, says that the one who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin. But here is a tragic statement by Nicodemus that we know that you are the light come into the world. You have the words of eternal life, and yet we're not going to follow you. Oh, please, not only know that Jesus is the Savior, believe and receive him so that you will be saved. And may we always do the will of God the best we know it, from reading the scriptures and in prayer and through the circumstances of life that come our way. Let us always determine to do the right thing, the thing we know to be good, and may God help us. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I know what your will is in this, to believe on the Lord Jesus and to receive him into my heart and to follow his commands as we read them in the Bible, and to follow the Holy Spirit which you have given us. I pray, O Lord God, that you would give us grace that we may do your will. And let us not be among those who say, we know that Jesus is our only hope. However, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.